Back in our KGGF studios here on this Wednesday morning, I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us, as just like many other Wednesdays, we're joined in studio by the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce Director Candy Westbrook, as well as a guest today. Mm-hmm. We've got a little job shadow here this morning as 14-year-old Raylan Custer in studio with us as Candy. Raylan, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Raylan, tell me a little about yourself. You here from Coffeyville?
Yes, I live in Coffeyville, Kansas. I decided to job shadow marketing because it just seemed really interesting.
Oh, that's great. How about that? Mm-hmm. And at 14, what, are you still at Roosevelt Middle School? Are you in Field Kinley? Or?
I'm still at middle school.
Still at Roosevelt. Okay, very cool, very cool. And how about that? Interest in marketing? And followed Ms. Candy Westbrook around for the day. I like your interest. Keep it up, my man. I'll tell you what. And even if this is even if this is something that doesn't that ring your bell, keep your interest. Find different avenues. Continue to job shadow, intern, little things like that. You're young right now. I'm going to just have this blow over your head, I know. But these are the right steps to take. So,
yeah.
Raylan, I'm happy that you're here in studio with us, as well as Candy. It sounds like you guys were at CCC today for a little CNN.
We were. We were actually at the foundation office, and they gave us some great announcements about the auction coming up.
Oh, yes. Lots of changes. Lots of exciting stuff.
Yeah. They're doing some different things this year. It's been an annual auction for many, many, many years. It started off in the cafeteria. It was a little bit more pricier and more kind of a reserved group.
Kind of confined, yeah.
Yeah. And they decided, hey, we want the whole community to be a part of this. And so they lowered the prices, moved it to the gym, and now
it's
years later it just keeps growing. Yeah. Almost 600 people last year. So that's a pretty big crowd. And they plan on that this year. So some new things they're doing. They've got a cornhole tournament going on.
Nice.
Plinko game. DJ. So just all kinds of new things to have fun with. And, of course, if you've never been, they have a silent auction, a live auction, appetizers, a buffet, drinks. It is really just so much fun.
Yeah, and I like what they're doing this year is, because last year it didn't, I don't want to say it went very overly long, but at the same time it was somewhat longer, and they put a limit to it now, so the actual auction isn't going to take as long, it's not going to seem as long, and they have a gold table, which is basically a full duration silent auction throughout the
entire time.
So
I do like that. I mean, although the live auction's just always part of the environment, but you're right, it just kind of drags on. So they're hoping to wrap things up by 9 o'clock, and then those that want to stay, they'll stay with the DJ and do some dancing and more games and
nothing
fun.
Wrong with
and,
that.
Yeah. And the good thing about it, all this money goes to the scholarships for the students. And so that is one of the reasons why we are the most affordable community college, because we have such great support from the community.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we talk with Yvonne Hole every so now and then. And, I mean, they house at least 85-90% of their students by scholarship. And it wouldn't be possible without these types of events. So
exactly.
I'm excited. It was a lot of fun last year. And it's coming up for, what, first Saturday in May, right? May the 4th?
May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
And just one other quick things on that. They just announced a couple of the items that they're going to have there. Of course, they always have an awesome golf cart donated by the Tech Campus. They're having a motorized picnic table. I'm not sure what to think of this, but I think they said they're going to have somebody actually riding it into prom.
How about
so
that?
So we'll get to see what that is. But yeah, motorized.
Drive yourselves to the park for a picnic and drive your picnic table as well. How about that? That's hilarious.
Yeah, so and a whole bunch of other great items. So anyway, if you haven't got your tickets, call them. And that's May 4th. The whole public is welcome, and it's a lot of fun. So. Other couple of notes on CCC and Yvonne Hull let us know that this is enrollment week, both for the regular campus and for the career tech programs. And last year was their highest enrollment increase all across Kansas. So they're hoping to keep that up. Tomorrow's the open house. And then, of course, coming up is their Seussical musical. So, Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I like that. You know, same reservation, things like that. But she already said Ryan Mahana was... It is overblown with the excitement behind it at this point. It seems like it's going to be very, very popular, so get your reserves in. But anything that they can do there at CCC within that theater program and then put a little Dr. Seuss twist on it, you're going to love
Well, and I'm glad you say get your tickets now, because it's free to the public, but you do have to reserve tickets. Yep. They're almost sold out already on two of the performances.
Wow.
So get those tickets in. That's April 25th through the 28th. So... also, some other things going on. Amy Dollar told us today from KGGF that you guys are gearing up for the big auction.
Yeah, we are of ourselves. That's right.
So auctions are fun here in town. We love that in Coffeyville. So make sure to get your items into the radio station and make that another big year. That'll be great. Anne Marie from Liebert Brothers. Spring items are in. Check them out. Also, don't forget, this is the time to have your HVAC service. So they have a special going on. And then also, with all the rain, tend to have a lot of problems with the sump pumps. So Tim can also come out and service that, check it out, make sure it's all ready to go so that you're not running into that problem. So, also, Anne-Marie gave a shout-out to the Light and Power Company. We received the First Place in Excellence and Safety Award again for the second time. And it's
consecutive
a big award.
Or just like second time overall?
I can't remember if it's consecutive.
It's like 2 years in a row.
Like it was 2 years in a row, but yeah, it's been pretty recent. Yeah, but they do amazing. We are really lucky to have our own Light and Power Company. So, and then the Junior Advisory Council is having a triathlon on June 1st. So more information coming on that. Chuck McFate, Daylight Defenders, April 27th is the Pancake Feed. Make sure you mark your calendars for that and join them. Kai from Express Employment. They are looking to expand their services and hoping to expand their network area. And then also every year they do a community service project fundraiser. Last year it was Back the Blue. This year they're looking to try something a little different. So they told everybody to go out on Facebook and help them with their survey so they could come up with a new project for our community.
Nice.
Doug Munn, Grace Fellowship. They have Sunday service at 10 a.m. and then an egg hunt this Sunday. So there's actually, I think there's like 7 different egg hunts in the area. I'm gathering them all, putting out a master list on Friday, hopefully. But the first one will be Grace Fellowship this Sunday.
Yeah, we had Lisa Wilson in here from Independence yesterday. And yeah, they're just the same. They've got several yes. Easter egg hunts, not only this weekend, but next weekend as well, right before Easter. So
right. They're kind of spread out, which is good because yeah. You get to go to a lot of them.
Or you can do a little practice, you know, before you get to the big yep. one, something like that. Yeah.
My favorite is actually from Jamie Grant. Kafa Rec was talking about the underwater extravaganza. So it's an egg hunt on the water. So that's next Friday, but you have to pre-register. So give them a call. So I'll be going to that one. Fun. Also, April 28th is the Free Fishing Derby. It's their annual derby they have every year, and it's a big event, so make sure to come out for that. And then coming up soon is May 14th, Mother-Daughter Tea Party. Laura Sanford, Class LTD. Again, Girls Night Out is April 25th. Still looking for some vendors and sponsors. Dylan Oder, Community State Bank. So the 18th and 19th, they're having a bake sale at the bank. And come on in. You don't have to be a customer. Anybody can come in and get some baked goodies.
Nice.
Yum, yum. And then on the 24th, they're sponsoring a Paint for the Cause class at the Yoke.
Great. So that's coming up. Community State Bank's always finding ways to be a part of the community as well. And again, like you said, you don't have to be a customer or don't have to have accounts with Community State Bank. Just come in and be a part of the bake sale.
They just want to support the community, so that's awesome. Griff Walker, Boys and Girls. So the Kiwanis every year do a class senior plaque and yard signs. So they're looking for some sponsors for that. So if you want to help sponsor a senior, give him a call or give any of the Kiwanis a call. And then Rachel from the Public Library. This is Amnesty Week. So you got an overdue book. You've been scared to bring it back because you know it's really overdue. Go ahead and bring it on in. They're going to waive the fine. Let you get by with it for this 1 week. So
how about that? And, you know, that is one of the things, you know, you look at it and like, man, I was supposed to return this like a month ago or whichever. Yeah, it's... And then you just hold on to it for longer and longer, and it just it gets worse. I remember Rachel coming in and kind of explaining that as well last year, and I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think it would be funny to be one of the librarians, you know, and you see all of these faces that you haven't seen in months, and they're like, you still got our book, don't you?
Yeah. Well, as a parent, you find them underneath the bed sometime or someplace, and you're like, oh, yeah. So Levi from KRIG was here today, and he didn't mention this. He was being all shy about it, but a couple other people announced that they won the Broadcaster of the Year award in Oklahoma. So yep. That's beating out TV stations even. So shout out to KRIG for that. That's awesome. Melissa Johnson from Harry Hines Memorial Hospice. There is an expo coming up April 26th in Southeast Kansas. It's called Aging with Attitude. So it's an expo just for senior citizens and everything about their lives, and that's in Fort Scott. Mark Hall from the City Hall. So last night they got approved a couple things. One is a Coffeyville Pride program to help clean up Coffeyville. And he said it'll be in the paper, the radio, and just kind of all over. But there's different ways that you can help be a part of the cleanup. And then also they approved the downtown lighting project.
Oh, good.
So phase one is my block. I'm so excited. So over the next few weeks, they'll start working on changing out the light poles downtown and working on that. And then it'll take probably a year and a half before they get everything downtown switched out.
But. Yeah, well, and I was talking with Mark yesterday, actually, kind of previewing the commission meeting that took place last night, and he was mentioning these kind of old, you know, they're new LED style, but they give this old kind of rustic classic look to the downtown area.
Right,
you know?
It's not, we don't want to go all new age, we want to keep the look of the downtown,
exactly.
But LED A is going to last, it's going to be much more efficient and brighter, so
yeah.
That, you know, if you're walking downtown, you know,
so phase one, you had mentioned it's kind of around your building. Is it like the plaza, the fountain, kind of right
mm-hmm.
in that area?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
That's where we're
going
to be going first and then so just kind of expanding out.
Yeah. And they're hoping to have that done before the June 1st big
celebration.
Downtown celebration.
Cool.
So that'll be nice for our visitors. So Kathy Hetty from Windsor Place, they have several openings right now, part-time and full-time. So give them a call. Thanks for everybody that attended the murder mystery dinner. It was a great success and they're going to do it again next year. And then also a shout out to Tyro Christian School. They're having a 5K fun run. It's a fundraiser for scholarships. And that'll be on Saturday the 27th here at Feaster Park. Tamara Brinker from Sunflower Soda Shop. So, you know, Easter's coming up.
Yep.
And always want to have to cook everything. So they will cook the main meal, a side dish, the treats, whatever. Just make it easy for you. So give them a call. And then I didn't know this, but not only do they do catering, but they deliver.
Yep.
So I should take it. Well, I mean, I shouldn't take advantage of it. They're a block away, and if I can't walk that far, there's something wrong with me. But it's nice to have that delivery option. So.
Yeah, well, I love it, too. They're part of our dining guide, and they always usually bring us new things by the week. They've got this grab-and-go case. You know.
Oh, I'll go in there all the time.
Yeah, exactly. They got the grab-and-go case. They do delivery now. And, in fact, I think Thursdays and Fridays are doing breakfast.
Yes, Thursdays and Fridays, 8 to 10. So,
yeah.
Yum. So, and then they're also starting a punch card up. So every $10 you spend, you get a punch card.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, something new and something a little bit fun on that one.
Well,
so.
And with those loyalty things as well, you tentatively usually see people coming in more often. Not necessarily new faces, but that mm-hmm. same person that wants that punch card to be filled out.
Yes.
In and out, in and
I
out.
I go so. All the time, so I will take advantage of it. Martha Bond from Keller Williams, number one, just said, hey, just a good reminder to shop local. She had several things on today, from all the way from shoes to the outfit to her jewelry, all from local stores like
nice.
Simply Southern and Bandits and Bling. So shop local. And then both her and another Southeast Kansas realtor, Amber Gregory, were recognized just recently, received some awards, some regional and state awards for the Realtors Association. So shout out to them. That was awesome. That they were able to do that. So.
Yeah. You know, regardless of its competition or whoever it may be, as long as it's Coffeeville and we're getting accolades, whichever, you
That's
always got to
right.
give a little bit of a pat on the back for that.
That means
so.
Our citizens and our people work hard, and I just, that, yeah, makes me feel good, and I love that. So.
Well, and you see it in all forms, too. I mean, USD 445 is killing
mm-hmm.
it right now. I mean, a lot of businesses are just doing very, very well as this reawakening project. And then mm-hmm. What was that course that you had? It was like you took them up for business training or like small business training, something like that.
Oh, yeah. We took them out to a boot camp.
That's right.
And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember exactly what it was called. But the effort that goes behind to putting back into Coffeeville, I love it.
Yes.
I do.
Well, I think what sometimes people forget is that it's not just Coffeeville that's kind of going through a rough time right now. It is all rural America. So what we're experiencing is the same thing as what somebody's experiencing out in Western Kansas and all over. And so we just have to keep being smart and fight hard and be creative and just put our passion into it, and it'll show. It'll grow.
Yeah, and so. Well, and within the 1 year that I've worked here and then a couple of months that I've actually lived here, I've seen growth. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's crazy. Even with just a 12-month period of time, I have seen substantial growth. So
yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to see what the next couple of years bring.
Speaking of growth, I'm excited. So the market downtown is officially about to open. So he's going to be open just in about a week. And they're going to do a soft opening at first, just kind of ease things in, work out all the kinks. And then we'll do a big ribbon cutting, grand opening and everything. But discount market right downtown on 8th Street. So be looking on Facebook for that, because that's going to be fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Is that's a Trading Post, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. And where's it going into again?
It's the old Columbia building.
That's right.
And they actually bought the whole building. And so they're going to be renting out places, you know, and of course the tag office is going to stay there, I think. Cool. But yeah, so they got the whole building, going to be lots of new things for that. So.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, and also I believe the Save-A-Lot that was closed down was provided their meats as well as a lot of produce as well from the same source.
Most of our restaurants in town get their meat from them. So, I mean, it's just a matter of already, we use the services already, but now we're going to have it right here in Coffeyville. And it'll be great for our walkers that are around town that don't have access to grocery stores. So it may not have every item that you need from the grocery store, but at least a lot of good stuff.
And
so.
For me, you know, it's no discredit to Country Mart or to Walmart. This is just geographical. For me, I'll be like a block away.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be like a block away from this place. So mm-hmm. It's going to be very nice. I'm excited.
Yep. And then I guess the last just couple things is, I mentioned it last week, but I'll mention again, we have been publishing a community calendar. And so if you want to make sure that your event is included in that, email me at the chamber, or you can jump on our website and it's a click away. You just literally put in the name, address, and details of your event. Speaking of the calendar, next Thursday, I'm hosting a Lunch and Learn. We've got expert speakers and a panel discussion coming in talking on how to make your workforce great, how to recruit, inspire, motivate, and basically the bottom line is, how do we retain them so we don't keep losing them?
That's the big thing right there. And, you know, before radio, I was in a lot of restaurants. I did a lot of, you know, cooking and waiting jobs. And you see a lot of turnover in there.
Yeah.
And regardless if it's management skills, it kind of comes with that profession as well, with food profession and things like that. But it's crazy to see how many people can go in and out of a business within 6 months. And that costs a lot of money.
It does. It does. And it's going to naturally happen. Some of that just, it's like the nature of the type of jobs. But there's ways to kind of lower it down a little bit, because you see some restaurants, you see some retail stores that do keep their staff around longer. And so it's like, what is that magic secret?
What are they doing in there?
Yeah.
It's like, how did you get him to work for you for longer than 6 months?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. So yeah, that's half the battle, is going out, attracting, for getting a job that you think is going to attract workers, and then keeping them there. I mean, that's management mm-hmm. skills as well. But at the same time, you can do little things within your business away from a manager to keep those there.
Right. And that's just one of the things that we're trying to do as a chamber, because a lot of people think, well, what does a chamber do? I don't understand. We're trying to make it to where you have the tools to be successful. I'm not going to recruit customers for you. I mean, I'm not working your business. I'm helping you have everything you could possibly need to try to make sure that you're successful. So, yeah.
And then you hop into those shoes and see where your business grows with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing wrong with having a helping hand, but like Candy said, she's not going to sell her product for you.
Yeah, I'll help you as much as I can, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we've got our little guest in the studio as well, Raylan Custer. Raylan, thanks so much for shadowing Candy and being a part and being a good sport here as well. Keep up this attitude as well. Shadow as many, you know, jobs or interests that you can. Even if it's a subtle interest, follow it. And see if you like it. So again, Raylan, thanks so much. And Candy Westbrook with the Chamber of Commerce here in Coffeyville, Director. We'll do it next week.
We'll see you next week.
All right. So this is the Mighty 690 KGGF.